interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Oh, buddies! Ahoy, hoy, dum-dums! Happy Tuesday!
Warming up the buddy cycle.
Tuesday. Happy Tuesday!
Tuesday.
A fact that I figured out about 30 minutes ago, because I forgot yesterday was Monday.
Yep.
So allow me to share my knowledge with you waking up right now. It is Tuesday.
at almost 6 o'clock or at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I pulled into work and I said, oh my God, it's Tuesday. I didn't do a high strangeness.
Oh.
Now you're in luck.
Eh.
I was in a ghosty wormhole already last night, so I have a clip I can play for you.
We would have forgiven you today.
But I totally forgot today was Tuesday. So allow me to save you guys.
The panicky run around.
As it is back to school today, everybody. Now, I know my wife had to go to work a couple days last week. I know a lot of our show teachers were headed a couple days, but today's the first day with kids.
Yep, today's like, there's no more, you know. Well, we started at the end of the last week, so that we get into the weekend, just a little test, a little taste of it.
Going to be a lot of tired teenagers this morning who... I just knew it. I was like, last night, I was like, guys, you should have started adjusting your bodies.
Yeah.
Now, the oldest is does the homeschool, so they can get up whenever they want. But
still.
The youngest, I was like, bud.
Yeah. It ain't party time anymore. Yep.
Oh, I'll be fine.
And he kept saying up and down, I'll be fine, I'll be fine. Then I open my email this morning. I see somebody logged into Paramount at 11:58 last night. And I go, uh-oh.
It's a little late.
Little late, bud. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how sleepy he is today. He's got golf and all that. But I also have, we also have a senior starting the senior year today, bud.
Wow.
Senior year.
You're old.
I'm so old.
You're the oldest.
So old.
The oldest of the old man.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody. Happy Tuesday. We did a lot of senior activities for the oldest.
Yeah.
Did a senior sunrise on Sunday morning.
What's that?
I don't know. I guess it's the thing some people do, or maybe it's not, but it's something that we never did.
I'll say I didn't really do. We did senior pictures.
Yeah.
Got to get senior pictures.
I guess, like, sometimes these schools will do, like, senior sunrise.
Okay.
Where, like, you get there on the first day really early. I guess it's a thing now.
Okay. You take a picture, like, with, like, the sun coming up behind you. Here, like, a lot of this.
Yeah. What are you doing? A lot of what? Yeah, a lot of that.
Next to a nice plant.
So, because it's homeschool, we're like, all right, so we just got up with the cousins, and we went up to Fulton and did a senior sunrise Sunday morning.
I think you have to find a creek.
Oh, you
gotta
do?
And then they got to lay by it in, like, a certain pose. Either they got to, like, put their leg up like this.
Do I have to go get large, oversized books for them to lean on?
Yep.
Do they need to hold a football of some kind and lean on books?
Anything. Pair of skis. Racing helmet.
Senior photos are so much doper now than ours.
Yeah.
Nothing against Tam Tam. She did a great job. But mine were just at this guy's house. And I just, like, sat there and did my senior pose. Now I see people, like, this dude, like, is in his car. And it's, like, all backlit with smoke and stuff.
That's where it's at.
They're doing, like, movie-style shoots for these senior photos.
Did I see JCPenney?
We went to Dave Dagger up in out near Clay. He had a studio forever.
Gotcha. I don't really remember.
We went in the living room, and he was like, what backdrop do you want?
All right, drop your pants.
Here it is. And then I had to put a couple pieces of makeup on my acne because I always had acne.
Oh, no, you always have. Yes.
I put makeup on, and then it was just me with my weird blonde hair. Hi, senior photo.
Yep.
And then you get them. But now these kids are all punk rock. Like, they're doing... Well,
they're badasses.
They're badasses. Like, I don't know if Ben's in here now, but his kids are, like, jumping into the lake out in Kaz. Like, doing, like, full-on photo shoots.
That one they do with the fire is cool.
Yeah, they're lighting fires and stuff. There was a kid that did, like, a Like I was saying, up in Phoenix, he was like in his car, but it was like backlit at night. It was like a Fast and Furious pose.
I think that's mine. Twitch.
That might be, yep.
I think that's one of
them. That's, yep. That's your, might be your senior photo.
Yeah.
Ken did a senior shoot this weekend, so.
Nice.
Happy senior year to all of our seniors. Happy day back to all of our educators. Lots to unpack.
Oh, man. Busy
Lots
fall.
Lots to unpack.
Busy
as we
fall.
Get into just recapping on what a busy weekend.
All right.
Cody was up at the SU game. Cody went to the fair.
Man about town.
You were a man about town. We'll get man into all town. Of that. Get into a high strangeness, a little quickie high strangeness today. Lots to unpack. I don't know if she's in chat yet, so I won't blow up her spot, but one of our show fam bought a hot tub at the fair. Happy September 8th, baby.
Already flying.
Flying into September. Jeez. Oh my God, you got two NFL games this week, right? And
yeah.
Then Sunday is the big day?
Yeah. There's a game tomorrow night.
Oh,
there's
God.
A game Thursday night.
You're locked in, dude.
Right, we're good to go.
You're locked in.
Good to go.
Cuse game was fun on Saturday. How'd you get up there? Did you do the Uber or what'd you do?
No, I just went for the parking garage.
Nice.
Although the Uber looked like it wasn't too expensive for the first game anyway.
Good.
So, I mean,
good.
We'll see once it gets for the rest of the season. But no, it wasn't bad at all. It was a pretty decent amount of people up
there.
Good crowd. Saw the rapid fire t-shirt.
Yeah,
cannon.
That thing looks sick. And I posted the video on our K-Rock page because Cody sent it to me. And I go, well, here's this rapid fire t-shirt gun. And then somebody commented they should put t-shirts in it. So we don't know what was in it, I guess. Did anybody get one of those? It was t-shirts,
or
right?
See it? Because, I mean, I saw him shooting something out of it. I assumed it's got to be t-shirts unless it was it towels? Maybe it was towels.
I'm really hopeful it was glizzies. I hope it was like a glizzy Gatlin gun.
That really would be awesome.
If they were just rapid firing dome dogs at people,
yeah.
That would be awesome.
If it was just
way better than any t-shirts or towels.
I don't even like them, and I'm probably going to eat whatever hot dog gets whipped at me from a cannon.
Yeah, you're getting a wiener to the face at 120 miles an hour. Not the first time you heard that.
That's not ketchup.
Well, that's fun. Good, man. That was good to... But game was fun. Vibe was fun.
I mean, yeah, it was. They started a little slow, but again, very first game of the year. But then they turned it on. There was a scary moment where Angeli went down.
I can't handle watching this guy quarterback. I can't.
And he slaps the ground, and everybody went,
I can't.
And then he jumped up and sprinted off the field.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the hell are you slamming on the ground for?
There was that one player just vomiting so much.
That was.
What was that?
I don't know.
Did anybody else see that guy?
Yeah, everyone around us.
You all did? You could see it from the stands?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was I don't know what position this is, but the guy that stands behind Angeli.
Running back. It was the running back.
Because the camera would, the rare occasion the ACC network would show the game.
Yeah, what was
I
going,
don't know.
Yeah, they had
just
a
kept
rough.
Cutting out.
Yeah, they had a rough time that.
They kept zooming in on Angeli, obviously, to watch for the snap, and the guy behind him was just like projectile vomiting.
He had a lot of water. It's a lot of water. You drink a lot of water that fast.
Yep. And he's, or maybe nerves or whatever.
I mean, mixed with everything in your stomach. Your stomach sometimes is like, nope.
I was just like, I texted Cody. I go, are you seeing this guy just vomit so much on the field?
Yep, we could all see it.
And then I'm like, I don't want to be tackled in somebody's puke.
Well, then that's what everybody, for the next couple plays, that's all anybody did. Anytime you couldn't, I don't know if you could hear it on TV. Anytime anybody was like near it, people would be like, oh.
Ew. It was so gross. And then you said they tried to pull him off the field and he wouldn't go?
Yeah, he had like a little tantrum where they tried to be like, all right, why don't you come out for a second? And he started jumping up and down and like waving the kid off. So the kid was like, did like a...
I don't know what to
arms
do.
Arms up in the air. Okay, and turned around and left the field.
Coach is telling me to come out, but I don't know.
It was a little wild.
Wow.
30 seconds of action.
You got Cal this Saturday, and that's a 3:30 game.
And I watched them this past weekend. They look pretty good. So that'll be
a real test.
This will be a test right out the gate.
Okay, that'll
right
be fun.
You got to pack the dome.
But then what's the NFL action? It's tomorrow night's Wednesday night.
Yep, rematch. Patriots-Seahawks.
That's not the one overseas?
Nope, that's the next night at, is it 8? In Melbourne, Australia with, is it Niners-Rams, I want to say?
So why are they doing Wednesday night, tomorrow night? What's, just because?
I don't know.
Just because. All right.
Just for funsies, to get more people to watch.
What time is the Melbourne game?
I think 8.
P. p.m. our time?
Yeah.
So they're playing at like 8 a.m. their time?
And it's Netflix.
Oh, Christ. So, here we go again.
Yep.
I got to have all the things and all the subscriptions.
Yep. And they're starting now, where last year you could wait.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, if there was a free trial, you could just get the December ones, watch the Christmas games or whatever the hell. Now it's, you could have it right now.
Yeah.
In September. And then, what about August? Or, you know, I mean, sorry, October and November. You got to have it for then, too.
What's the first, when's the first Bills game?
Sunday at, is it Sunday at 1?
When's your first Cowboys game?
Sunday night.
Nice.
Giants game.
Nice. All right. Lots of action to cover. I'll be watching lots of football.
In a couple months.
He's in it now.
Dallas will be there.
He's in it now. Last night, I posted on my Instagram, K-Rock Josh, I had a Halloween ambiance video on, and I was playing a college football game.
Oh, nice.
So I was like, I'm all on my fall BS now.
It's over.
I'm in it.
Still have nice warm days to do fun things, but like the summertime stuff is basically over.
Larry Pennington and I put away our white pants. Can't wear white pants after Labor Day, so put those away. And we're in, man. How come, though, maybe somebody can help me with this, and then I'll go to music here. Trying to play the college football game, and I'm not buying the new one. I have 25.
Oh,
I'm not that into it.
God,
so I'm just gonna play the one from last year. I'm not gonna buy
God.
It won't let me update my roster. No matter what, how many times I hit update rosters, my quarterback is still Kyle McCord.
It's probably because it's over. They're not gonna update last year's game for it. They want you to buy this year's game.
F you! I'm not doing that.
That's the whole point of getting the new game, because they want you to have the new updated roster. That's why people like me buy like Madden and stuff, because I get that new roster, bro.
You can't just why is update rosters an option then?
Because during the year, like during the season, like you update, because we do it in here.
I want to play with Angeli though, but I can't unless I buy the new game.
You can. He's in the game. I think you just have to put him in.
EA can kiss my whole ass then. I ain't buying a new game.
Because he should have been on the team, I would imagine, right?
I don't buy sports games every year like you.
Oh, see, no, I do for all the...
I know you do.
Little tweaks.
I play the baseball game for a couple of years. I'll play my NFL game for a couple of years.
No, it's unacceptable.
Because Madden let you do it. Madden let you update the rosters.
But do you get the... Is it the same...
I don't know. Now you got me doubting everything.
Yeah, it might not be the same as when you get the game itself.
So there's no way I can play as the current SU roster in Madden 2025.
If you go into some of the, like, creative places.
Maybe I can download a team.
Yeah, people have done it for you where you can download that, where like somebody has the same opinion as you and like, I don't need to. I can just do this myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of go through and do everything. So those are
sometimes
options. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, nerd.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Everybody get up. Robin Thicke did not get anybody at his show the other night.
No,
did he? What happened there?
I think that was a bad time for him. Like, it needed to be earlier in the fair season, I think.
Why did I think Robin Thicke would get a huge crowd that night?
I did, too. I think it was a couple years ago. Because when I heard what song it was, I was like, oh.
You think he's past his prime? He's more of a Chevy Cordak. He's not necessarily
that kind of
the big stage.
Oh, I mean, it wasn't even I thought it was a Chevy Cord.
No, he was in the big stage.
No, see, I mean, maybe, and I just don't know enough, but
no, it was a real small crowd. Our boy Badger was posting videos every night because he was working that stage.
Yeah. Okay.
And he did that crowd pan, and every night it's been packed.
Yep.
Which has been great.
Yeah.
And then he panned for Robin Thicke, and I go, oh boy. People ain't in the mood for some Blurred Lines or whatever the hell he does.
No, that's
the
only...
And then I think Wyclef was light last night, but it's the last night of the fair.
That's what I mean. I think that everybody at this point is just burnout.
Last night of the fair,
And they've got stuff to do today, so it's not like last night was just, oh, we can go see Wyclef tomorrow summer.
Still. And I think they bump it up. It's not an 8 o'clock show last night. They bumped up to like 6.
Oh, it was earlier.
Earlier show, and then...
Yeah.
You're all saying, like, wow. Katie said it was that loud. Wow.
I tried this year. I heard, One time I could hear the fair. I think it was honestly that it was a Saturday. It was one of they had like that all day jam thing or whatever. I was pretty sure
that
I could.
Funk thing with brown skin band and stuff.
I think I could hear it then, and I could smell it at
that
least.
That I would have liked to see
at least three different times.
Smell
it.
Yeah,
it smelled like deep fried foods.
Mm-hmm.
Like deep fried Oreos.
Yeah, I'm sure that that would waft up you the hill up your direction.
And it was a long distance, but I think it was just the right wind and was taking everything up the hills.
So you waited till the last day and you went out yesterday with a Mama Mac. You and Mama Mac went?
Yep, and Chris went out for a little run. Me and the rats.
How was it? Not too bad?
No, it wasn't. We both had throat things. Same thing. No, for being the... I know, what the hell?
The hell's going on? Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it was contagious. No, for being the last day... When we got there, which was earlier, it started to fill up a little bit where we were talking about this. They expect these poor kids that could care less to do strategic
parking. I know. It's not their fault. It's like their first job.
And they don't.
And you're having them instruct 1,000-pound vehicles in a very high-stress environment. I'm glad they have the work, and I'm glad the kids are working.
Yep.
That might not be the game.
No, I just feel bad when they're...
Like, scan people when they come in.
Yeah.
But then have, like, professionals directing the traffic.
Because it's just kind of like a free-for-all. But, no, it started to fill up a little, but, no, it wasn't packed.
Mm-hmm.
For the
comfortable?
Couple, yeah, over the couple years ago where I thought that there was a lot of empty space.
Yeah.
This wasn't bad.
Good.
They filled in those spots, I think, this year with some stuff.
They used the Expo Center a lot better this year. I didn't watch the circus, but they had the dogs in there.
Yep, we watched a little bit of the corgi races.
Oh,
and,
that's so cute.
And I went inside to use the bathroom at one point, and they were doing the circus, and the guy with the motorcycle attached to the roof came flying over my head.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Did not expect that. So that was neat.
Mm-hmm.
That was neat, but yeah, look.
Kelly
like,
said the circus was cringy. I didn't watch the circus.
I didn't stick around for it.
It's a circus. It's
without like elephants and tigers and stuff. Can't really do much.
And then he got his ostrich burger.
I did. I found.
He was seeking it out.
We went did a couple like a big half a lap, and then saw where that
chicken head
was, and got over there and got my ostrich burger.
Was that all you ate?
It filled me up. It was bigger than I remembered because it's, a whole smash burger.
Yeah.
But
two patties or one patty?
Yeah, two.
Two ostrich patties.
It was really good.
He swears that it tastes like a burger and I would never know the difference.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
I can't get my mind over the ostrich part.
If I didn't tell you, you wouldn't be able to tell. I think it tasted kind of like, and in a good way, McDonald's.
Okay.
It had that kind of McDonald's taste to it, but mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something about it. It was really good.
Yeah, Mickey
good.
Had it. He said it's beef. It's good. It tastes just like beef.
It's good.
Yeah, our boy Eric says so glad it's over. He's working the whole thing. He's over there on that stage.
Yep. Nope. No, that was good. And then had a couple bites of the Super Smash.
That's the best burger. That's the best burger in Central New York. Super Smash Bros.
It's so good.
It's the best burger in Central New York.
They're so good. And then a couple bites of frozen Bischoff cheesecake.
Ooh, nice.
That was banging.
Nice.
It was really good.
I did
wasn't really crowded. Couple spots.
What day did we go to the fair?
Couple
Me
spots.
And the oldest just went for lunch the other day, and literally for like 90 minutes was how long we were there. We went in, we got some food, turned around, took off. I ate a ton of food.
Yeah, I was seeing the spots where I think you got food from. That poutine place looked fancy.
I got my poutine. There was two spots, the same spot, but one was in the eatery, one was outside. I got some walking around poutine. I got a grilled sandwich from that grilled cheese place.
Nice.
I got a Super Smash Burger. And then I got a sweet tea from Brewer Union. That was good.
Sweet tea.
That was good, man. It was a fun run.
I was going to get a piggy parfait to bring home, but I didn't. Oh, I got my maple cotton candy.
You
got to get that.
Did you get your candies, maple candies?
No. Those are kind of readily available for them. And these weren't Dutch Hill. This was just whatever.
Whoever was there.
Yeah. But even that's... better than the maple cotton candy I make because I don't do like the syrup into the candy first or however.
Sure.
People are making it like that. I just have the maple sugar itself, which is still good. But that's
Rover says
legit.
You ate all that in under 2 hours. Yes, I did.
He's a grown boy.
I do snake meal. I eat a big meal.
He's a grown boy.
And I go home and that's all the food I need.
Yeah, that is a little crazy.
And then
just thinking how big those all are.
In a more simulation world, our friends Rob and JoJo. Bought a hot tub. As if you listened back to this last backwash this morning or something.
Okay.
It ends with one of us saying the phrase, so go buy a hot tub at the fair. And then they did.
And then they did.
And then they did. And according to Sister, they sold out of hot tubs.
Yeah, I bet if you...
Telescopic flagpoles and hot tubs.
If you want to play a hot tub, I bet people wait all year and get it there. If
that's you're the hot going, tub spot?
You're going right into the season with the weather. And there's probably ridiculous deals. There's got to be...
That's what she said. She said they saved $3,000.
There's got to be a reason that, yeah, that they do
money.
These there.
You're losing money if you don't get a hot tub.
Yep.
But now that, I mean, we were saying in chat, that's a lifestyle change. To become hot tub people is a lifestyle change.
That's it.
You're going to have to get shag carpeting.
Yep. Product in your hair at all times.
A lot of product in your hair.
Yep.
Like Sister said in chat, you got to have a sign that says we don't skinny dip, we chunky dunk.
Yep.
Trunks Cody
optional.
Said, got to have a lot of robes.
Oh, that's the thing.
There's got to be robes in the house.
It's so many robes, before robes, after robes, in between robes, different varieties and styles. And
anybody who comes over, you got to offer them, hey, you want to drop them in the hot tub?
Yep.
I didn't bring trunks. We don't need trunks.
Trunks.
Rob's got trunks.
We all got wieners around
everybody
here.
We'll just get naked. Yep, then they get in there. It's a whole lifestyle change. Going to need to have a lot of speakers around the house.
Well, that's the thing. Everything's got to be Bluetooth now.
Everything is.
Everything's got to be. You got to be able to.
Chilled champagne available.
And this is going to be fun for a nice Tuesday. You got to be able to, at a moment's notice, be like, Alexa, play Yacht Rock sexy style. I don't know what that would do
You're
to somebody.
Welcome. We're going to get a lot of texts now.
But, you know, hopefully.
Well, there's going to be a lot of body oils, I think, involved.
Yep. Yep. Bowls of fruit.
A lot of bowls of fruit just have to be out. It's a lifestyle change to become hot top people.
Got to have one of those mini fridges next to it, but it's got to have, like, fancy wine.
Like Saratoga and sparkling water and stuff.
Yep.
Hey, why don't you come over? We got the hot tub on.
It's on.
It's a lifestyle change, but you're good.
It's Wednesday at noon.
Nah.
You know what they say.
Come on over. A lot of upside down pineapples. Yep.
Yeah, you got to give.
Cousin Jay's a hot tub family now.
You got to give the allure
mm-hmm.
that you're swingers. You don't have to swing.
No.
But you got to have a bowl with a bunch of keys in it.
Yeah.
And when people come in, you go, why don't you throw your keys in that bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Wink. They kind of laugh. Come on in.
It seems like off in the distance, there's always Sade playing a little bit.
Just very softly.
You're like, what?
From what part of the house is that coming? A back room somewhere.
I feel like I'm hearing Sade. Is Sade somewhere around here?
It might be.
Hey, that's no big deal.
I didn't know you guys had a basement.
Listen, a lot of lifestyle changes are coming your way.
Yep. Yep. I want to tell you.
She said she gets it in 4 to 6 weeks delivery.
Perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
That way the summer heat has taken its leave.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can do some evening hot tubbing. Is it an outdoor hot tub? Do people have indoor hot tubs? Is that a dumb question?
My Uncle Ronnie had an indoor hot tub, and Cousin Jay and I would swim in it like it was a pool.
I mean.
But they were hot tub people. They were absolutely. Where is that?
I think somewhere.
Am I hearing Sade?
Might be.
No, our Uncle Ronnie had an indoor hot tub. We splashed around in it. But I think Cousin Jay's hot tub is now an outdoor hot tub.
Outdoor hot tub. All right. Okay. Getting, oh, no.
They're getting a concrete slab board Saturday. They have to.
As hot tub people, the amount of slabs you're going to be pouring.
Woo! Because honestly, like being hot, where is that music coming from?
Because
being outdoor hot tub people is one thing. It has some implications. Indoor hot tub people?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
then it's upside down pineapples.
It's all day upside down pineapples.
That's the only thing your life is all about is upside down pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Burt Reynolds posters.
Oh, a lot of body hair.
Oh, man. Well, that's the thing. If you don't have any chest hair when you get into the hot tub, when you get out, all of a sudden, poof.
Well, clearly the greatest salespeople ever are selling telescopic flagpoles and hot tubs at the fair because we have now Cousin Jay bought one at the fair.
Yep.
JoJo bought one at the fair. I'm sure many of you listening have been bought hot tubs at the fair.
Yeah.
So it's working.
No, they've got to have
some. Yeah, is
Rob's
mustache coming in? Has he started growing his mustache?
It has to. Yeah, it already is there. There's got to be some benefit for these people to be there, although they wouldn't.
Ben got his at the fair.
They wouldn't be such a staple.
They are every year at the hot tub.
Since we've been alive, the hot tub people have been hot tubbing at the fair. Where is that
coming from? Is there music?
don't even see a speaker anywhere.
And I cannot confirm or deny, but those hot tubs. The hot tubs at the fair are a fun activity for the staff that's working there overnight. Allegedly.
Oh, okay.
Because they're there. The hot tubs are there. They don't move them at night. They don't close them. They're still full of water.
Just go hot tubbing.
And there's people that are there on site all night long. And I'll just, you know, let you use your imagination with that.
Some said sex in JoJo's hot tub already.
Congratulations, hot tub people. It's a big lifestyle change. Y'all getting your drafts all signed up.
Hey, y'all. Y'all going about to get your draft.
Everybody in our chat's talking about their fantasy football league. Showbro Pax put together a league for show fam. They drafted over the weekend. Your big draft is tonight.
Yep, the real big, huge money one is tonight.
Covering two coasts.
Yep.
For your fantasy football league.
Yep, another multi-coastal drafts. That's all I participate in is multi-coastal drafts. I'm very open-minded. All.
Yep.
But no,
how long is it going to take tonight, do you think?
Well, we do auction for this one.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
This one is...
You don't want to spend all your money too early?
Yeah, you got to be careful, but, you know, it's you got to watch who's putting who up for bid, because it's... You can put anybody up. Like, when it's my turn, I nominate a player.
Okay.
I can nominate anybody. So, say I have the very first pick, or... You know, whatever.
You can
in the
put
draft.
Up some dud.
I could be like, it's a kicker. And everyone's like, oh, but someone's going to spend, you know, whatever. You don't want to do that very, you know, first right out the gate. But I do it a little bit later on when you kind of want, when there's a couple people you see that you know somebody will want, where you're like, I don't need a quarterback.
Okay.
But This guy, this guy, this guy, this guy, and this guy all need a quarterback.
Okay.
I'm nominating this quarterback. That way they have to start spending their money. That way when a guy does come up
smart.
That I need.
Strategic.
You got your couple bucks.
Snuffy's doing six leagues in chat.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. How do you pay attention to that many leagues, man? Oh, my goodness.
I like doing a few, but then once you get too many, for me, it takes away the fun of rooting for, like, certain players in certain games, because then at that point you want everybody to have a multitude of touchdowns. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I have six teams. I've got like 30 players. So this way, if I have, you know, two teams or three teams, I've only got like 20 players that, you know, every week I'm really trying to get my hands on.
Well, if you want to catch every football game broadcast this season, going to cost you about $700 total.
Yeah, you need
NFL Sunday Ticket,
everything.
YouTube, Amazon Prime, Peacock, Netflix. Depending on what tier you get, you could spend up to about $1,200 over the course of this season.
Yeah, I just do Red Zone.
That's it? Got everything? Well, just got I have parts that you like.
Yeah, the other things, the other games are available, you know, Netflix and stuff like that. I don't need to be able to pick and watch every single game.
Yeah.
Because that's Sunday
what that
Ticket
people,
is. That's every game or whatever, which, you know, some people like. I'm fine with Red Zone. I love it. I'm addicted to Red Zone.
And as we complain about a lot, they continue to raise prices on streaming. And a new article says that streaming prices have risen far more than cable prices ever did.
Oh, I bet.
We've outpaced cable surges now.
Yep.
As Apple TV launched at $4.99 a month in 2019, it's tripled since. Disney Plus launched at $6.99 a month without ads. Now it's $11.99 a month with ads. Netflix Premium is up 125% since 2013.
Wow.
So now they're seeing a trend called streaming cycling, which is what we've been doing in my house for a while.
Okay.
So it's like, we'll get Paramount and then watch all the shows that we like, that we want to see.
Yeah.
And then we cancel that and we pick up another one.
Yep. It's
just too expensive to have all these streaming services now.
No, and we've said it for years, and we said it when it started. This is just what they're going to do to us. They're going to keep going. I mean, look at how many problems ESPN and WWE had with people hating their partnership. And WWE, or well, ESPN's answer to everybody hating their streaming services, being so mad that WWE was on there now and having to do all this, was to up the charges again.
Yeah.
That was their answer to everybody having a problem with it. We'll make you pay more.
And staying on the WWE point, y'all got me on Peacock because I thought everything was going to be on Peacock.
Right, we did too.
And I was all in. I was like, cool, I can watch old stuff, I can watch the new stuff, and all the premium live events.
I'm sure there's going to be people that are like, nope, I knew it, garbage, he's a terrible human. Yeah, I know, you always knew Triple H was kind of shady.
Yeah.
But I don't know, it's him and TKO, I don't know who, between the two of them, I mean, now that they sold it, I'm sure it's a lot more TKO. It's all about money. They could care less.
Yeah, they could not. Yeah, I mean,
WWE is money driven now. It has nothing to do with the fans. They could absolutely care less about anybody that's not.
Yeah, and we started to see that when the
couple people in their little hands.
They would do commercials during the premium live events, and then
yep.
You started to see logos on the ring, which was always taboo. It's not anymore. You'll start to see logos. I mean, you do see logos like on the turnbuckles. And
I want to say 12 commercial breaks if you watch it on Netflix.
Yeah,
Raw, where they now censor things. Even though it's Netflix.
Why do they censor things?
Don't know. Okay. Don't know. They're censoring stuff. They're picking and choosing. Like, it's wild. Believe me, we all thought that we were good to go. We had the WWE Network. We were all happy. It was the greatest thing that had ever happened. And then it slowly unraveled.
Yeah. And I guarantee within, not only within my lifetime, within like this year, I bet we start to see logos on wrestlers. Like boxing style. I would not be surprised.
They did something similar.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just hearing about it. They had the guys have certain patches on their gear that they then sold as cards.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Limited edition cards of like two WrestleManias ago.
That'll happen.
So it's like, okay.
Like I just envision big robes or like the when boxers come out and they're covered in logos or race car drivers are covered. We'll see that in our time.
Yeah, yes, it'd be like Lesnar, because Lesnar had it kind of grandfathered in when he went to UFC and did stuff. He had sponsors so that when he came back, he was like, these are my sponsors. This has to be on my gear.
Wow.
So I could, like you said, I could see that. Yep.
There's never enough money, Coco. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Now I'm telling you that because I didn't realize it was Tuesday until I got to work. What that means is I did not prepare a high strangeness last night. As I normally do, I pull audio, I prepare my clips. But today's high strangeness is going to be a quickie. And it's just a really cool wormhole I was down last night. Do we know where that gentleman went? Is he trying to get in the building?
He didn't come back this way, so we
good. Should I be concerned? Or do you see him walk away anywhere?
I don't know. As long as his face don't pop up right there.
And then what do? We have no escape. What do?
We battle.
We have to battle live on Twitch? All right, good.
Yep.
So today's High Strangers, we're in ghosty season. We'll get into ghosty season.
Oh, yeah, we are.
As you know how we'll get into your ghost stories next month, it's all things Halloween. I'm on my Halloween BS now. I've been on my Halloween BS since July 5th. You know that, but I kept it primarily to myself.
Yeah.
Because you know Halloween's my favorite holiday. It's summertime. But now it's after Labor Day. Larry Pennington and I put away our white pants, and I'm in whole Halloween mode.
Now it's off and running time.
So today, quickie high strangers. I'm just going to show you a quick clip as I go and make sure that we're safe in our building. There is a trend that happens in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Where people will visit the battle site, the battlegrounds of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And in the distance, they will hear drums, and they will hear fifes, like a little flute. And people have been like, well, that could be a high school nearby. Mm-mm, people went out and tried.
Even then, still creepy, but yeah.
People went and tried to, like, hear. Debunked. Like, is that the marching band, or is my hearing? No, they've tested that. It's not.
Yeah.
It's a phenomenon that happens in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I have a clip of it. Now, it's all audio, basically, but the visual is just them looking at the field.
Okay.
And you can hear it, dude. And you can hear it. And this is not the only example of this.
Oh, get him here.
This is the sound you can hear at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania from time to time. Now, this clip it's the best evidence. It's from 14 years ago, so obviously the footage isn't perfect. So
that means, even though back then, it was the best quality footage we had ever seen. Now, it looks like it was from the 80s.
So listen nice and closely. Okay. You hear that?
That's... Oh.
You hear that, dude?
Whoa. And it's weird thinking.
And it's a specific, like, it's not marching band cadence. It's
No. Yeah, it's. You'd hear it as a 1700s soldier battalion.
Yeah. And people report this all of the time when they're in Gettysburg, PA. Somebody in the chat just said, dude, we camped for a week in Gettysburg and Boy Scouts when I was younger, and one night was crazy. We heard this stuff.
It sounds like it's swirling almost. Like you can hear it kind of like.
You can start to hear the fife if you listen. Listen carefully.
Just stand here.
That's them whispering. You hear that?
Yep.
And Huckles, I agree. You can't convince me some goofball doesn't come out and do this every so often. I'm sure there's people in the area.
You're the drummer?
That's them talking. Like on the ghost shows,
wow.
Like I think they went and did Gettysburg stuff and they would see, like, you can find footage. I'm trying to hear the fife. It comes out at some point.
You did. You could hear it before. You heard it earlier.
Here. Hear it?
It's crazy.
People report this all the time in Gettysburg.
That's neat.
I've never been to Gettysburg. I want to go. But there's a footage. It's all visual, so I'm not going to play it here.
Yeah.
There's footage of an actual, like,
I've seen.
You can see the soldier.
The soldier, yeah.
Yep. Out in the distance, and then it just kind of vanishes into, like, this tree area.
It does look cool. If it wasn't for the fact that it's, you know, Gettysburg.
It's a I mean, it's Gettysburg, PA, not lots going on,
but a
horrific battle happened there. Thousands died.
But man, that would just be cool to be able to explore those grounds.
People who have camped down there got a lot of stories. If you've been to Gettysburg and you have stories, let me know. I'd love to hear about it. The show.fm for all of our links, live streams, and podcasts. This is a disservice to put this story out there. Not me. I didn't do it. These people.
You did it.
As dermatologists are saying, senior citizens should skip daily showers for healthier skin. No. No.
Tell me all this stanky.
That's old people have a smell and now you're telling them not to shower?
Yeah. For a whole day.
Although a lot of my grandmother's friends didn't shower every day. They would just put like a perfume on. That was an old lady thing.
Yeah, then their sense of smell ain't so good, so it would just be like 8 huge sprays of that perfume from the 40s.
Like I remember my grandmother's friends just all smelling like the most perfume.
Yep.
And you'd start to realize, oh, because they're not bathing every day. They're not cleaning themselves every day.
And you lose your sense of smell a little as you get older, so they can't. Oh, that didn't work. So they triple down on it. No, that's okay. That gives me headaches, man.
Experts say adults over 65 should only shower 2 to 3 times a week.
Lucky.
I can't.
If I could figure out a way to brush my teeth properly over the sink like a normal human and not like a wild animal from
the
Muppets.
Yeah, in the shower. Yeah, Pat Lucas. The shower is a dangerous place for older people.
Yeah.
Then get a stool. Get a chair. Get something to sit down in because you need to bathe yourself.
Or just like go swimming. Get in the pool real quick.
Well,
that counts as a shower.
All right.
If you're in the lake all day or in the pool all day.
Old people are pheromone maxing. Fuzz is right.
Ew.
Aging skin produces less oil, making it more vulnerable to dryness from frequent washing.
You're saying I'm dry?
I ain't been dry for years.
My testicles are damp.
Dr. Nicole Negenbauer of University of Iowa recommends every other day showering or maybe spot cleaning and showering only a couple times a week.
Yeah, maybe like use some like cocoa butter or something if you're dry instead of not showering your pits.
Now, as a guy,
you're giant or in your behinder.
I'm sure this isn't like just Oswego County.
Mm-hmm.
But in my day-to-day life, I encounter a lot of older gentlemen. who clearly don't wash their hair every day, and it's got that oily old man hair smell that I despise.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm sure you all have a your own version of that.
Yep. No, I'm picturing them myself. Yesterday wasn't bad, though, for the fair.
For the fair, not a lot of stink.
Nope, pretty good.
I didn't have a lot of stink. You experienced people's first day on Earth, where they don't know how to walk or...
All day, every day.
They exit a building and have to stop immediately or enter a building.
Or nobody around you for miles, but walk right into you with their stroller.
Although you did say one guy spoke up to the family walking eight wide down the path.
One guy telling people to pack it in.
Pack it in, guys.
You don't own the fair.
No, they walk eight wide and you can't get around them. And they probably got a wagon and a stroller in there as well.
It was nuts. Absolutely insane. Yep, couple kids running around.
They say you can add moisturizer.
Nice.
Like you did, Sister Says in Chat Pits and Bits.
Yeah.
Not bathing frequently was the strongest predictor of skin hydration. Experts emphasize daily showering isn't dangerous, but reduce soap and heat to keep your skin healthy.
So I love a shower, man. Look, Nicholas, he would know.
What?
So there's your problem, University of Iowa. They don't shower. It smells like a hog farm.
That's true.
See, yeah, that's the thing. Maybe this sounds like some of these states got to teach the people just about showering and staying regularly clean. I think that'd solve all of their problems.
I'll never be able to relate to people that don't clean themselves. I can't watch the Mike from Rust Valley Restorers anymore because of how little he bathed himself. I know what he smelled like. It was pungent and it was horrific.
Hearing stories.
And then I see footage of him and he's just unwashed. I don't know why people don't clean themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I recognize maybe it's a part of privilege I don't understand I have. I got nothing but sympathy for poor people, broke people.
Yeah, but this ain't that.
Yeah. We live in America. You can find running water and soap. There's a lot of places you can go.
If you want to just, you're talking about Oswego County, we've got beautiful lake, or is it America Lake or Lake America? I screwed it up.
It's one of them.
I forget. Yeah. We've got America Lake right there. Dip your toes
go
into some freedom.
Splash around in it. Yeah, splash around in it, man.
But no,
I just don't know how people go through life unwashed. Like, you don't feel gross?
No, it's got, I don't know. I would, because the second that I feel, like, dirty, or, like, I have, like, that sweat smell type, it's like, gotta get in the shower.
Sure.
And that's not even, like, BO or anything.
Like, the only time I can ever consider skipping a shower is like that week between Christmas and New Year's where I haven't done anything active.
Yeah.
I've been in pajamas.
Right.
I haven't done anything to create a stink. I've been bed rotting and couch rotting in the holidays.
Nope.
That's the only time I'm like, you know what? I could probably skip a shower, and I still don't because I like showering.
Nope. I get you. I do that then too. I mean, I also do it a lot of other times, but I'll just brush the teeth. But I'll skip showers just because I don't get so dirty. Like, I don't...
Yeah, you're not getting dirty then.
No. You know, especially vacations. Oh, my God.
But summertime vacations, I got a shower because I'm warm or hot.
See,
yeah, you count pools and lakes.
Now we're in the pool or in the lake.
I know, we'll disagree on that one. But
for camping, you're in the pool. Chlorine, that's soap. That's nature soap.
And Texan agrees with you. That's... A lot of you are saying jumping in the pool counts.
Yes.
Fine. I won't argue with that.
Because
at least you're getting water on you in some way to wash away the debris and maybe a little smell.
That chlorine. I love that chlorine smell after when you're dry, but you're out of the pool, but you still smell like chlorine and you're nice and warm and you're dry. Oh, that's
what you like?
That's a good shower
right
there.
That's a nostalgia feeling to you?
Now, if they could just make some type of damn pool-friendly toothpaste... I stopped getting kicked out of every public pool I go to.
And is it a rumor, like, I've always heard, because I would obsess over this when I'd bring the kids to water parks.
Yeah.
The more chlorine smell you smell, like, the dirtier the water is. Have you heard that rumor?
I do not know.
It's
working harder.
Yeah. Is that true? I might be wrong on that.
Maybe. It could be that they're adding more because...
Cousin Jay says it's true.
There's more pee. This is, I don't know if he's still in here. This is our question
for Trickish.
Our Trickish.
He's busy shutting down. I guess they're shutting down, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Does it smell like pee?
Yeah, pee makes the smell is what I've heard. That, I might not be wrong. I'm asking professionals.
That's why I try to pee as much as I can.
Oh, gross.
When I'm going down every water slide I've ever been down.
Because I had
every
to put...
Every pool I've ever been in.
I've had to overcome a lot of my, like, OCD and, like, quirks.
Yeah.
Raising children. And you'd walk into, like, an indoor water park, and you're like, all right, this is going to be the grossest thing you've ever encountered, and you're probably going to see Band-Aids floating, and you just got to do it for the kids.
I love that smell, that sound, and that feel of the
walking
warm,
into a human room,
where,
and it's
where
warm.
It's chlorine, and it's you can hear all, like, the water sounds. Mm-hmm. And oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I'd have to be like, listen, this is going to be disgusting, but it's a good memory for the children, and they're going to have a great time.
Something like that,
mm-hmm.
then that doesn't count so much for your showers. Like, I showered in the morning before Enchanted Forest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my pool at home, just at the rents?
No.
If that's all I go in during the day?
Yeah, your mother says they're closing the pool immediately after this conversation.
Dab.
He wants to watch one college football game in the pool, Dab.
I just stand right on top of the deck and you just pee right into the pool. Isn't that what it's for? That's what the filter's for.
You know what the move? This was always the move. I would take the kids to the YMCA and we would do the lazy river and I'd have to do that thing where I'm like, listen, it's gross. There's people sharing a pool here. That grosses you out. Don't think about it.
They weren't. At all.
But they all had the showers right there on the wall after, so I could rinse the filth off me. Oh, I loved that.
Those are fun.
I love that feeling.
I like those at beaches when they have that.
Oh, I love a post. Yep.
Verona's got that. Oh, do they still have those?
I love a shower
where
right after.
You just get your feet. Oh.
Dude.
Oh,
the feet wash. Get all the sand off.
That they do have at Verona still.
California has a lot of those because it's California. So again... why am I more grossed out by humans in a pool than I am an ocean full of disgusting animals?
Humans are gross.
Humans are grosser than animals to me.
So, because humans are gross...
By choice, almost.
Yeah, when they know they don't have to be, they are. Fish don't know he pooping.
Yeah.
You know, he just...
So I get out of the ocean, which is rare for me.
Yeah.
And you could take a beach shower.
That is nice.
Best. It's the best. Splash around in there.
Does it smell? Do you smell like salt when you get out of the... I don't remember. It was so long ago.
No, it smells like fish, like just, ocean. Yeah,
like a lake, but...
But you feel like salt.
Gotcha.
Like everything feels salty.
If you lick yourself, are you salty?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
And it goes in your mouth, you taste the salt.
Nice.
Mmm. Just watched a video of Billy Joe doing one of my dreams. So down in Nashville, they have the Gibson Factory.
Oh, guitar.
Well, it's in Memphis, but they have this big Nashville, like, Gibson store.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked in and he was like, let me see that one. And he pulls it off the wall and he goes, yeah, I'll buy this one. And I mean, to him, it's nothing, but they're like $2,000 guitars.
Right. To him, it's
nothing. And I'm like, that's my dream is to, I could never afford a Gibson, but just to walk in and be like, it's a Ramp Tuesday. I guess I'll buy that one.
Oh, look at that.
He didn't even plug it in. He goes, oh, I guess I should go play it.
Because he probably knows exactly what it sounds like.
That was awesome.
That's cool.
It was awesome. That's the dream, man.
That's cool.
Well, ahoy, ahoy, everybody. Happy Tuesday. The show.fm for all of our links, live streams, and podcasts.
Get ready for school.
Who is?
Getting ready for school.
You getting up ready for school?
7:30.
Nah, they should be there by now.
My kid's there by now. Just getting out. We're getting on the bus.
Mm-hmm. Everybody locking in.
I know ESM starts a little later because we're not psychos. Over there.
Yeah, there's some that don't start today, right? Whose kids don't start today? There's some of you, right?
Yeah, some wait a little bit still.
Mm-hmm.
So they wait till like a Wednesday, give them ease them into it. But nope, get in and out. That way you start accumulating all those days. That way when, you get penalized because of the weather.
He gets mad about that.
I won't get angry yet, but I'll wait till winter and then I'll get angry.
I usually have my finger. I have this ability to kind of see where things are going. And I kind of feel like we're about to, witness influencer backlash, if that makes sense. I think people are over influencers.
Yes. No, I 100% agree. After watching how many people tried to do that at the fair, it was astonishing.
So, everybody was influencing, right?
There can only be a very, very small handful of Spatchcock Funk.
Yeah.
That can do it.
Yeah, they did a great job. They put out great content.
All their stuff was awesome, but there's just so many other people that just because you want some free stuff or whatever, I'm an influencer now.
Yeah,
you got to have some type of talent.
I And I'm going to sound like an old man here, and I'm fine with that. Like, that, I don't want to do that. So I've accepted the fact.
No, that part, I can't.
And it's really cringy to me to see people my age try to do that. Like, people who have been in media for a long time be like, now I'm doing influencer content. Which, I don't want to do that.
I'm fine with it if it's mixed in. And sure. It was organic or a, like, quest for the biggest type stuff.
But sure.
To
do the.
I don't know.
Well, I bring all this up because did you see all, like, the influencer backlash at the U.S. Open? Have you been following that?
No, I hate tennis.
Dude.
Tennis, I hate tennis. That might be my least favorite sport.
Tennis? I don't understand tennis.
Yeah, just watching it, I can't. It's too boring. It's just boring.
But there was a whole bunch of backlash because it's...
Backlash!
Because it's New York City, so there's a lot of influencers that already live there.
It was down there? Gotcha.
And going to the U.S. Open is a big deal.
Yep.
So you're at a big event, and now you're doing influencer content. And there was so many influencers that they had to stop the matches sometimes. There was a group up in a box that had giant spotlights on themselves.
I was going to ask, were they flipping on their camera lights and stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because we're in a period now where all of these brands think that they need to have influencers or things.
Yep.
But influencers are usually pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Like, influencers they don't really have, like, media training. Not that I'm above anybody. They're all more successful than me. I get it.
No, but whereas we might not have, like...
millions of followers.
In media training, so to say, we have talent. We make up in our sloppiness for, you know, with talent.
If people at least like this, whatever it is that we're doing, people like it.
Yes.
But it's like these influencers don't know how to navigate, like, I don't know, media in a weird world.
No.
So they're up in this booth, and they've got these spotlights on them, and the referee had to be like, guys.
We're doing something.
This is the reason we're here.
Yeah, we're doing something here, guys.
Is because of this. So they had to do that. Then one of the tennis players, I'm sorry, I don't know their names.
Nah, you're fine.
Arnya Sablet. This lit gal.
I don't know him either.
Said that there was so much weed smoke it was hard to play too. And this is what we always tell stoners. You're gonna ruin it for everybody.
Yep. Gotta be careful you're doing that.
I didn't smell any at the fair.
Fair was good. It was fine. There was like twice, but it wasn't anything.
You're gonna ruin it for everybody.
Yep.
All you're gonna do is give people a reason to make it illegal again.
Yeah.
So you're having your fun and you're being dicks about it. And you're ruining the U.S. Open.
And focusing on hitting the target.
Someone is smoking weed, so would you mind, because it's so strong there.
Yeah. I don't know if you could hear that at home, but apparently there might be someone smoking a little marijuana.
Which is just like, it's a dick move to do. Like, there's people seated around you.
Yeah.
Be respectful. Why can't you be respectful?
It was funny to see in the dome, because where I'm sitting,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm above all of the people.
He is.
I'm above them in a way where I can see all of you that aren't as sneaky as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ones that just don't give an F, vaping right in the middle of the dome, by the way. It's wild to just see plumes of smoke.
Come straight up
from some, and you're like, gee, what? Did you open a fajita right there? Did you get some fresh fajitas down there? Or?
I've seen people at concerts in the dome, like, with just joints.
Yeah.
I'm
some,
like,
some
you're
of that.
Inside, man.
I've maybe even partaken a little bit of that for, not at a game, but, like, concerts. But even then, it's like.
But you're also, like, I'll blow up your spot a little bit. He loves edibles before events.
Yeah, that's.
And loves when they hit, and he'll text me when they hit.
It's perfect, because
you time it out just right.
You get right in your seats and then go.
You park.
Yeah.
Get out of your car. You pop your edible. And then by the time you're in the show or the concert, awesome experience.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
That works out well. But
I don't know. Edibles at the fair are the best.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be high at the fair.
Oh, I love it.
Because I feel like I need to be ready at a moment's notice. Anytime I feel like I need to be ready for something, I don't want to be high.
Oh, see, I'm ready. That's how I get ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Like, I have a mindset. I can't be high or intoxicated any time that I may be needed for something.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking about that. That, I feel like, might be, like, the last step of stoner life
mm-hmm.
to where you don't care that you're high out in public,
yeah,
or
I'm
like
not ready
that
for
other
that.
People. Oh, someone might know I'm high. Great, but I think that
I don't care everybody knows
that takes
I'm
a
high.
Long. It takes a long time.
I just like feel. I don't I know think. Why I'm always. I think it's just my paranoia. Yeah. I'm always thinking there's an emergency about to happen.
Well, that too. That doesn't help.
I just always feel like
right.
at a moment's notice. Like, I can't even enjoy, and I can't, I don't know how I'm going to do this when, like, the kids are off and move out. I can't enjoy a glass of whiskey if my kids aren't home.
Right.
Because
yeah,
what if something happens and I need to go get
something.
My kids?
Yep.
Or they need me for something, you know? Rover, I had a gummy at the Ren Fest. It was so much sensory overload. And people were acting like it was back. Yeah, dude. That's the other thing is if I'm going to be overloaded with, like,
yeah.
Huh? I can't. I just no. can't. I got to be able to chill.
No, that took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of the last ones to be able to be in like a dome
now,
full of people
yeah.
and be like, and chocolates.
I can do it. I can do it if I'm just going to be seated. Because I have been. I've been high at plenty of concerts because of edibles.
Yeah. yeah.
But when I'm at a concert, I know I can just sit and no one's going to need me. And the beauty of a concert or a sporting event is that I can ride the edible and it's done by the time the show's done.
Yeah, because you're there for a couple hours.
You're there for a few hours.
Yep.
You ride it. You're chilling. You're enjoying the concert. And then the end of the concert, you're like, okay.
Yep.
I'm back to earth now. It's kind of a perfect thing. Anyways.
They work out well. You don't gotta.
Say no to drugs, kids.
Well, say
maybe
yes.
Maybe a couple of drugs, yeah.
Especially if a stranger offers you drugs.
Yeah.
Free?
I won't say this person's name, but text line, mushrooms at the fair? Oh, yeah.
There you go.
I have never done them. I'm not there. I'm not in a mushrooms place, but I bet that was fun.
That'd be trippy at night, the Midway.
Oh, the Midway. That's one thing. Someday, when I can get a ride or someone can bring me home, I'd like to be a little high at the Midway, if I'm being honest with you.
It's wicked fun.
I'd like to see those lights a little high at the Midway.
That's wicked fun. Then
I
you
bet
get
that'd
up,
be fun.
They don't have the big Ferris wheel anymore.
They don't?
Well, like the one they used to have like right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a thing anymore?
Mm-hmm.
They just have like the medium size. Because that was the movie. Get up in that.
That I'd like to see. I'd like to be a little high at the Midway, I think.
Yeah, that's
I'll work
fun.
My way up to that. I'll work my way up to that. He's got a gavel, folks.
I was quieting everybody down so we could get it going here.
He's got a gavel. Got more toys to play with in here.
We're on air.
Ahoy, hoy. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock. Listen. It's sad, but it's also worth celebrating. Live your life in a way that when you do pass, all you have are good stories about you. And we saw a lot of that this past weekend as we say, rest in peace, Andy the Butcher Williams, who passed away sadly way too young
yep.
over the weekend at a wrestling show. Also, formerly of Every Time I Die, who was no longer a band, but they were talking about putting
Best
out new
band
music.
There ever is, there ever was, there ever will be.
Putting out new music. I guess that video came out of him. They were down in maybe Pittsburgh or something working on music.
Yeah, just or at least a couple of the guys, because they all kind of branched out into some sick bands. His
Better Lovers.
Atomic Rule.
Yep.
Many Eyes, the lead singer's band. But anytime you have a tragic death, it's like jarring, but when you know the person a little bit, kinda.
Yeah.
And
he called Syracuse a second home. They played the Lost Horizon all the time.
I can't even tell you how many times I stood next to this sweaty dude.
Yeah,
outside of the Lost and in different spots like that.
Many of you probably don't know how important this town is to hardcore music and the hardcore scene.
Yep,
a lot of it gets started here, especially along the Thruway. So, rest in peace, the Butcher, as I didn't see a single bad thing come out about the guy. It was very similar to Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton passes away.
Yeah.
All these beautiful stories, things you didn't even know about, like people sharing private moments with each other. And Andy just had all these beautiful stories come out. And that's how you want it to end, man.
And you look at him and it's funny to hear that. And you're like,
and he was
that's
just a teddy
the nicest
bear.
Guy you ever met?
Yep. Just a huge mustachioed.
Biggest, scariest looking dude you've ever seen. Nicest.
Sweet dude.
Yep.
Sweet dude. He did a lot for the underground scene, did a lot for hardcore music.
And not getting to do the two things that, you know, he
and
was
he
passionate
got,
about.
Got to be a wrestler, man.
And they were fun to watch.
They
the
were.
Butcher and the Blade were
yeah.
cool. And I think, I don't know if they were going to be in NXT or anything, but it looked like they were starting to get maybe like a second kind of,
mm-hmm.
Life here. But.
Mm-hmm. So,
tragically, yep.
We don't normally play Every Time I Die here on the morning show, but today we will make an exception as we all raise a glass, pour one out for Andy the Butcher Williams. This is K-Rock. The Butcher Williams, Every Time I Die. You can go on YouTube and watch their final Warped Tour performance of all time.
Oh, I love it.
Where they close with that song.
It. Yep.
And then he just goes out and plays that riff.
Jordan Buckley goes
out. Jordan Buckley plays that riff for like 10 minutes.
As long as he possibly can.
It was awesome. Awesome.
You can see his guitar tech being like,
come out and say, guy, we got to do a stage change.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah. So we honor you.
So then he leaves the stage and goes into the crowd. And then they cut him.
We honor the dude.
Yep.
Way too young. And did so much for the hardcore scene here locally, across all of New York State and everywhere. Great dude. Gone way too soon.
Yep.
So let's shift gears a little bit, shall we, Coco? What do you think the most popular beer in North America is right now? And it'll make sense when I say it because you see these cans in every photo ever posted.
Mick Ultra.
Yes. Michelob Ultra. Mick Ultras.
Yep.
I guess I've been out the beer game for a while. Where did they come from?
I think it's because they're good. They taste good. And they're
low calorie or whatever?
Yes. They're not beer gut. Well, I mean, you can, but they're not just like.
Ladies like them too.
Yeah, if you're a leader.
Yeah, well, I see a lot of ladies. They're low cal, low carb.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't mind them. They're just not. I'm not going to seek out one probably myself.
Are they flavorful? Is there kind of like a nothing against any beers?
No, I think
like
it's
a Bud Light, Coors Light thing.
Like I think it's like a light Bud Light.
Wow, even lighter.
Yeah.
So number one is Mick Ultra, followed by Bud Light. Bud Light's still holding strong.
I had a nice Bud Heavy yesterday in the hot sun of the fair. It was hot, and I went, I got to get Bud somewhere.
I know people like to pick on Bud Light, but listen, they employ a lot of show fam. There in Baldensville, and I ain't got nothing. I mean, you guys know the Bud Light is like water-flavored beer or whatever, but it's Bud Light. It's an icon. Right. And you give me a Bud Heavy, dude, any
day
of the
week. That's what I mean. It just hit. Because when I said it, I went, can I just get a regular Bud? She goes, yes, you can.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I can.
It's an old man beer.
It's just good. There's something about it when it's hot like that, and you get a cold Bud Heavy. Because after a while, though, because I've got to be...
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end, and it was not so cold anymore, and it turns into not so good.
Not so good. Yeah, it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
And then Lottie's got that. What is it called, Lottie? The Susky Pilsner
that he made? Get a little bit of that.
Should have been a different name,
but
I want to try that if Lottie's behind it.
Yep.
Lottie in chat. Stella Artois, number three.
Really?
Yeah.
Stellas are that popular now?
I can't remember
Delicious.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these probably are Anheuser-Busch products. When we do those tours over there, they make a lot of these things.
Stellas are good, and the Stella Cidre.
What is it? Oh, yeah, like that.
Those are good, too.
I had that on the tour, and I like that a lot.
Yep.
I got to get back on my cider BS, I think.
They're delicious.
I got to stop at the booze store. That's beer. I can just get some ciders, put them in the fridge.
Right. Just a half.
Back in my BS. Guinness coming up. No, sorry. Stella Artois, Bud Heavy.
Really? Okay.
Then Guinness.
Okay.
Then Coors Light.
Wow.
Busch Light. Miller Light.
I was gonna say, Miller is falling off. What are you doing, Miller Light?
Got to advertise Miller Light. Get on the air. Come on. Right. Go. What are you doing?
What's up?
Followed by Blue Moon and then Corona.
I used to love a good Blue Moon.
This is why I got an elbow tattoo, is because of Blue Moon. We did our live podcast at the original Timeless Tattoo location.
Gotcha.
Naturally, Kyle was doing tattoos. I remember I bought a 6-pack of Blue Moon for the show.
Yeah.
Over the course of the evening, I drank all of them.
Okay.
And I have photos of me being taking a little nappy nap while I got my elbow tattooed. Only time I would ever get my elbow tattooed is I was passed out.
Oh, I bet if you were passed out, you wouldn't be able to... Oh, man.
Glad I was not conscious for that one.
Heck no.
What states do you think love beer the most?
Let's see. Wisconsin.
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Yep.
Beer and cheese. Followed by Wyoming and Kansas.
Okay.
Least interested in beer.
Maine.
No, think. We're the Mormons.
Oh, Colorado.
Utah.
Utah.
Alaska, Utah, and Georgia. Least beer drinkers.
Georgia?
Yeah. Georgia.
Interesting.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. That Wyoming threw me off.
I'm back on my cider. I gotta stop and branching up bottle shop. Grab me some cider. They're closed this week
because
they got
Thursday or sir.
They're
Thursday.
Trip, but I'll get over there and get some cider. I'm back on my cider BS.
Eat a couple bombshells.
What's your go-to beer? What's your go-to cider? Are there any sleeper ciders out there? Tell me about them.
Oh, man. There's
I'll drink an Angry Orchard.
So many, but yeah.
I like what the guys bring in.
Yep.
What do you like out there? Jabronathan, get down!
Brixton Jabronathan.
Brixton Jabronathan Gregory.
The sand sculpture.
Get off the sand sculpture.
Oh, my God.
Ahoy, ahoy, this is the show. The show.fm for all of our links, live streams, and podcasts. We'd love to hear from you there.
Right there. That's where we are. Right
so
there.
Out in Missouri, a House candidate, as we are coming up on midterm elections, was busted because he was going to plant drugs on another opponent to have them busted for having drugs.
Oh.
I have footage of the incident if you want to see it right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Officers, I reveal to you the perpetrator.
Hey, what is this?
Search his things.
Sir, can you step away from your desk, please?
Why?
Sir, please step away from your desk.
Hey, what's going on? You don't have my permission to do this.
They don't need your permission, Flenderson. They've got the company's permission.
Hey, why are you doing this?
You know what? I think this is probably misunderstood.
Don't search my stuff.
Sir?
I have a reasonable right to privacy.
Save your whining for the jury there, Flenderson.
Yeah, let's Michael. Just cancel this, okay?
Sir, did you recently return from a trip to Central America?
Oh, my God. I went to Costa Rica for a few months.
That was legitimate. That was totally legitimate.
Check this out.
Oh, God.
That is not mine. I have never seen this.
What is going on here? No, I don't know what that is. And I bet he has nothing to do with that. Ah, that's mine.
No, Michael, no.
Yes, it's mine.
Some basil. Salad dressing, I think.
Salad dressing? Salad.
Yeah, it's a caprese salad. It's a little bit of mozzarella right there.
I love that.
Thomas Ross, a Missouri House candidate from Joplin, Missouri, made a federal court appearance last Thursday on charges of conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. They allege that Ross, 37, asked his campaign manager to plant cocaine and a single Adderall pill on Republican primary opponent Louise Secker.
Just one.
Coming up before the August 4th primary, according to documents, Ross provided a black nylon glove containing a plastic bag of white powder and the capsule. So like Michael, did he go out and like buy it for $500 or something?
And what was he going to do? Like slip it into his pocket and then be like, hey, officer.
You should check that person.
Officer, what we should do before we do anything? Let's empty our pockets and just give you a casual reason to search us real quick just to make sure.
You know what?
I don't have anything. Nothing in my pockets.
Hey, guys, you know what we should do?
Sir?
We should all empty our pockets. Just, you know, for fun.
Look
at my pockets are empty. Look at
it. I got a wallet here.
What about you, though? Do you have anything in your pockets?
Republican candidate, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
How about you empty your pockets now like we have done?
And are they such, I mean, they're politicians, so they're obviously pretty dorky. But are they so dorky they, like me, went out and was like, I'll take one Adderall, please.
Right.
Can I have one Adderall?
Or one
cocaine.
Or it's hilarious that he's going to plant the one Adderall on this guy, he gets them because he takes Adderall, so he probably has them.
He had the one pill.
I forgot one day, so I can give him one of mine, I guess.
The guy narrowly defeated Thomas Ross.
Yeah.
Narrowly defeated Secker, who he was going to plant the drugs on.
So he won anyway?
He won anyways. By a few dozen votes, Missouri Republican Party Chairman Peter Kinder called the circumstances serious and deeply troubling.
Oh, yeah.
And urged him to withdraw from the race.
Was the powder coke, or was it just...
Just says bag of powder, so maybe it wasn't.
Right, so...
May I have one crack cocaine?
I need one coke bag, please.
I'll take one coke bag and one Adderall's, thank you.
One Adderall's pill and one coke bag, please.
Hey,
sir.
Guys, I didn't have any drugs on me today. Can everybody in the room say that, or...
Like, what do you guys think, like, when we take stuff out of our pockets? Or, like, check out... My gloves. My gloves don't contain any white bags of powdered.
I don't know. We should go around the room, though, right?
What else is in your guys' gloves?
Is it you? Or are you the new James Bond? Congratulations, bud.
It's that guy.
Oh, that's Gary Oldman.
Yep, he's James Bond. Sorry.
Who do we think it is?
It's got to be that guy. I don't remember his name.
We went through it last week.
Yeah,
morning,
I don't remember the name, but that good-looking guy that... Oh, damn it. I can't remember now. If I see him.
Yeah.
Then I'll remember.
I've been playing that James Bond video game, and I got sad over the weekend because I thought it was ending, but it wasn't.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
Now, can you download the old game on your little thing and play that?
Oh, I could. On my little retro handheld?
Now you got a new story mode to do.
True, I could do that.
because I've been doing story mode for that wrestling game, like old school style.
Yeah, you've been telling me that's an incredible game.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
They've made that universe mode so much fun that it's literally like you're a kid again playing
and
with your action figures.
And do you control all the matches? Like you wrestle?
If I want.
Yeah.
I can do any.
Or you can just sit back and watch it happen?
Or you can do that if you want. Mm-hmm. You can simulate. You can have them kind of pick the winner for you, or you can simulate and pick the winner type deal.
Cool, man.
Oh, it's just unreal. Although, right now I'm doing Money in the Bank, and eight person is a lot.
Oh, it's too much?
Eight people ladder matches. It went for a while, and it was just the women.
Yeah, Big Bang pre-order GTA 6. I'm gonna play the hell out of GTA 6. I know I am.
That's going to be the game
of the
fall.
It's going to be my new obsession.
Or
I think
winter.
Everybody, yeah, everybody.
Can I know that people are pre-ordering and all this stuff, but I keep waiting for them, like, I really think they're going to push it back a little bit again. Not long.
People might tear down the Rockstar headquarters.
I don't think it's going to be anything substantial, but I can see them being like, in 2 weeks.
And I got all these, like,
just 2 weeks. We're sorry. 2 weeks.
And I'm like, more suspicious of that cyber leak. Remember that leak that was coming out?
It was like, I'm going to release the whole damn thing.
Yeah, and then the minute they put that long, so on Netflix, they released that 30 minutes of gameplay or whatever.
Yep.
The minute that happened, that person vanished.
Hmm.
So, like, the conspiracy part of my brain is like, was this part of Rockstar's, like...
Were they trying to do something?
I don't know.
Do a gimmick?
It was cool. It looks really cool. I can't wait to play it.
Even I think it looks fun. I just... not my style of game, so I like driving around.
I like exploring open world things.
I like that part I like doing as well, because that's what I did for Red Dead.
Let's get a Red Dead. Let's get a Red Dead Redemption.
Aren't they doing...
Number three.
I thought they were supposed to be doing one, but I thought it was going to be like medieval. Isn't there supposed to be like a medieval open world game or something? Or am I making
that
up?
I don't know. The games I want, I'm going to finish James Bond, and then I'm going to get into GTA 6, and then I'll play my random sports games, and then whenever Stranded Deep 2 comes out, that'll be my game. I can't wait. Well, let's talk airports. As a lot of activity at the airports over the weekends.
I saw that.
That guy got taped to the seat.
Oh, I saw that Arizona businessman or...
No, okay, so what you were talking about is that tragedy with the Prime...
Oh, is it people died? Oh.
Yeah, five people died.
Oh, geez.
But they weren't on the plane. They got hit by a plane.
Oh.
So that's one more thing to worry about, is that you're just going about your day and you get hit by a goddamn plane.
Yikes. Yikes.
No, that...
But I did see the guy get...
It was coming in too fast, apparently. And I guess, like, a lot of airports, I don't know what it's called, but at the end of the runway has, like, basically sand.
Yes. Yeah, so
if the plane doesn't stop, it goes into it. That airport did not have that sand.
So it just
kept going.
Right out onto the...
And it was going too fast, and sadly, five people died. So.
Wow.
Tragic. No, I was talking about the guy that got duct taped to his seat.
I did see that, yeah.
And I'm all, like...
He's lucky that's all he got.
Yeah, I know. Why do I live for this moment?
Because
I want to duct tape a guy to a seat. I want to get in it.
Yeah, no, that would be great, because it's been far too okay for a little while to just say the most vile things.
It's still okay, it seems, but now you're getting some pushback.
Yes, and try to claim that, it's just my free speech.
Well, first of all, and this is going to sound really boomer and nerdy of me, people are getting too drunk at airports. Like, relax a minute. Have a beer. Have a whiskey.
You just have 6 or 17 buckles.
So this guy,
he had one beatbox, and all of a sudden,
you get one buzz ball in this guy.
Jeez.
Arthur Lundeen, whose name I can say because he's
too late now. Yeah,
they've fired him and all these things. Yep. Yes, you were right. He was from Arizona.
Some businessman or something.
He was on
right?
a flight from Dallas to Newark. It was the plane was diverted after he became violently disrupted. He was intoxicated and began yelling at a fellow passenger. When a flight attendant intervened, Lundeen reportedly screamed obscenities at him. Some people are saying some racist stuff.
That's what I read. It was that and some anti-Semitic.
Fellow first class passenger Richard Olenek said Lundeen then physically assaulted the neighboring passenger, the flight attendant, and the woman attempting to calm the situation. So he's just throwing haymakers at anybody.
Don't these flights... I thought we had...
Air marshals?
Yeah, is that not a thing anymore?
I think it is. It's not every flight.
Gotcha.
It's not every flight.
Or with cuts to all this stuff.
They secured him. They duct taped him to his seat, and a photo showed him with blood on his arms, torso, and fully restrained. That photo went viral.
I saw that one where he looks like he's got like the tape under his eye.
Why do I want to get in that mix? I want to get in that. I really do.
Boom. Just one.
What's wrong with me?
Because it's nothing. You're
I want to punch racists in the
face. That's what I'm saying. We've seen too many people just be able to do that, and nothing happens to them. So it's nice when we finally see something happen to those people. And
then I get sued somehow, don't I?
Well, that's the problem, is that then, because that's what I always say, is that, yeah, you got in whatever, but then all the paper is going to say the next day is K-Rock DJ Cody Mac Leesy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No one's going to care that.
The news never mentions us unless it's something terrible that happened.
Yeah, no. No.
You could save 30 puppies from a burning building, local radio personality, and not even give your name.
Nope. What do you
mean? But the second you get in a fight,
yep.
Cody Arthur Leesy of this address. This is his photo.
Here's this. Here's all of his accomplishments.
Huh? What did he do? Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, no.
You're right. I would really enjoy punching some racists in the face, though. But the thing is, again, you're right. Next day in the news.
Yep. Even though
mm-hmm.
he's had the whatever, the racist rant.
Also, in airport news, and I didn't know this wasn't a thing, I guess. So TSA is testing a return to allowing non-travelers to hang out with loved ones at the airport.
I don't get it.
So, like, say I'm going on a flight.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be hanging at the airport for a little bit, and you want to just come through security with me and hang out at the airport, and then you can leave? That's not a thing you can do. Like, you used to need a ticket, or you still need a ticket
to
go through.
Like some of the cartoon episodes you see from back in the day where something wacky and wild is happening where they want to get in there, but they can't because they don't have a ticket.
They don't have a ticket.
That's a thing now?
They have launched Gateside with TSA PreCheck, allowing approved non-ticketed visitors to pass through security at 13 different airports. None around here, it looks like, yet.
It's messed up.
Non-ticketed visitors are approved for the program by going through a screening. I just don't know why I'd want to hang out with somebody. I guess like my wife or my girlfriend.
Yeah, people are saying it makes goodbyes way longer than they need to be.
Yeah, that's sad.
Because then you're literally like in the movies watching them go down the...
Yeah.
The tunnel there.
And you've said... And now you've sat with them on the other side, and you've just been sad this whole time because they're shipping off to war for 2 years.
Yep.
And then flight 217 has been delayed for 3 hours, and now you're like, okay.
Oh, I was going
to
go.
I actually have to go to work, so.
You can wait at my apartment if you want.
Uh-huh. It's a benefit for trusted travelers. It makes an easier return to the gate for welcomes and send-offs. Welcomes, I get. Like, you're down. Like, if you know they're pulling in.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right now, you got to wait at, like, baggage carousel, which is fine. But Cindy's right. This is going to make longer lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's not really, I mean,
mm-hmm.
do you need to go down there with them? Or?
See, Eric's texting, and he's got our backs, dude. Remember.
That's also
we
true.
Can start fights, and then we have big friends like Eric.
I always forget.
Finish the fight.
Just go run and hide behind him.
We can run our mouths. And I can get one punch in on a racist, and then Eric's got to step in.
And then just go hide behind him.
And then I scare, and I scurry away like a little girl.
Ah, he'll throw you.
Nobody's sucking anything in this house.
Nobody's sucking anybody's
Knock
kisses here.
Ahoy, hoy. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Drop it.
Get the show on demand wherever you download your favorite podcast. Type in K-Rock the show and boom. There we are, right to your ear holes.
Right all about it.
So, I don't know enough about sports or football to know what all this Michigan drama was over the weekend. I kept seeing people, like, showing, and you're going to have to explain this to me, but they were, like, showing, no, there's 1 second left on the clock or whatever.
Yeah, it just really kind of depends on the clock you looked at, but
so I'll play
crazy
right
end.
Now. In the final seconds of the game, Broncos were up 9-7.
Yep.
So Western Michigan, who is not supposed to be a good team, right?
Is about to pull off.
We're about to pull off a major upset against number 16, Michigan.
Yeah.
The logo everybody knows.
9 seconds remaining. Deep drop. Underwood. 5 seconds left. Underwood's going to toss it towards the end zone. Into the crowd. And out of bounds. Time expires. It's the attack from the MAC. Western Michigan sends shockwaves across the college football.
So as of now, the time has expired.
That clock.
But now they go back.
Go back and look at.
And pulls off the week one stunner. They take down the Wolverines 12-7.
The previous play is under further review. After review, there's 1 second remaining in the game. Third down.
Deep drop. Going to unload it.
Unreal.
Towards the end zone. Into the crowd.
And gets it.
And this was in Michigan, like the Michigan.
Touchdown. A miracle at Michigan Stadium.
So obviously people are like, F Michigan, like, oh, suddenly you had a second left. What is your opinion? I turn to you.
Honestly, if you go back and you watch, it looks like there's time, but it's so weird. Like, if you go, whatever the official time guy had,
right.
That's what you have to go off of. It doesn't matter that if you look at
TV or whatever,
like a couple of them, the angles, they would zoom in on the clock mm-hmm. somewhere and it would be zeros. Those are more for like a reference,
yeah.
almost, if you will.
Because one of the photos I saw going around was like in the official referee camera, he was pointing out there's one, like he was showing the audience.
That's the thing. That the things you see around the stadium are... You know, guidelines.
For entertainment. Yeah, it's not the official time clock.
It's almost nine.
Right.
Whereas the referee would go, no, it is not almost nine. It is actually 8:46, but...
Which is why sometimes you'll hear them say, like, please reset the play clock, the blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So it matches whatever clock they're working on.
And of course it's Michigan, though.
Because people hate Michigan.
It's always Michigan with stuff like this.
That was people were posting about. Like, of course, of course the team that financially benefits from this.
Yeah, but... College football benefits more from the upsets because
mm-hmm.
it gets more people talking and watching. So, I mean. Yeah,
so you agree that there was a second left because that's what the refs said.
If
okay.
The right one, I didn't, when they were like, no, it's actually one. I didn't really believe it until they showed it.
They showed, okay.
They were like, here, look, I can show you. But again, it's his call as to when the ball is out of bounds or
right.
You know, all that stuff. It was just. 1 second.
Yeah. It was kind of too perfect.
Yeah.
So people were wound up, rightfully so.
Yep.
But Michigan did end up winning that game. Can you say it? What is it?
The username. I don't know the name of the course.
Oh, ToePix88.
ToePix,
yeah.
The links at
Skalanalikes?
Schlickmeisters?
Silmeisters? Yeah, let's see what that one is. I like a guy whose username is ToePix. All right. Here's your gaming stream rundown for the week, guys. This is going to get busy. Gonna get busy. Today we'll golf. Just a nice, easy Tuesday. Get back to work on a Tuesday. We'll play a little 18 holes. Tomorrow we'll do NFL. Thursday we'll do NFL. Friday we'll take toe picks.
He went out of his way to make it.
Well, he went out. Dude, the usernames that exist, like, you gotta remember. I can't say half of the Reddit usernames I see. It's just the most vile thing ever.
I don't know why I think that's so funny. It just caught me off guard.
Like, you'll be on Reddit and it'll be like,
just the most terrible.
It'll be like somebody commenting, oh, I love their garlic bread. It's a great restaurant. And the username is like BonerMouth55.
ButtEater22.
Yeah, you're like, and that's like, I'm PG-13.
I'm trying to be nice about it, yeah.
The most vile, like, Jesus, all right, bro. Hey, listen, that's your rundown. Golf today, football the rest of the week.
Yeah.
As we're in it, baby. Twitch.tv/theshow or head to theshow.fm. It streams right there. And of course, you can find our podcasts and other streams at the same site. Radio side, you get the 90s at 9, kicking off with a little semi Master 55.